Gingler, thank you very much from Columbus, Ohio, for your leadership of this conference. Please have a seat if you have one. Thank you, Tom Cochran, for your remarkable stewardship of the U.S. Conference of Mayors for decades. I want to give a special thanks to his wife, Clarita, who I just met. She's running around here, feeling after she broke her hip. You good? Doing well? Anyway, Tom, you and I have something in common. We both married way above our station. To my hometown mayor, John Carney. John, where are you? Out there? Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you, John. This guy's a true public servant. He just finished 8 years as a great governor and then decided to run for mayor. A special thanks to another great friend, the mayor of my second home, Scranton, Pennsylvania, Paige Cagnotti. Paige. It's an honor to receive this award. As I measure the significance of the award based on the character and the consequences of the organization bestowing the award. The U.S. Conference of Mayors is an organization of character and consequence. And thanks to all of you for your partnership and the progress we made together these 4 years. I must say, a big reason we got so much done is because all former mayors have served in my administration. Steve Benjamin, Pete Buttigieg, Marsha Fudge, Keisha Lance Bottom, Mitch Landrieu, Tom Vilsack, Marty Walsh, and thanks to Tom Perez, a guy like me who has been my point person for all of this, but he's a county guy. That's tougher, man. I don't know, man. This is one of the last events that I'll be doing as president. And the reason I chose to be here is because of the first thing that I did as president was to speak to this conference. You know, as many of you know, maybe you weren't here then, but many of you know, I started my career as a local councilman. Only ran for the Senate because it was too damn hard being a local councilman. You know, people know where you live. They think you can solve every problem. They think you got more money than you do and more power than you do. You're in the front lines answering key questions of their lives. Is my neighborhood safe? My kid going to have the good fortune to be here in his hometown? Will there be jobs here? So many other questions. It matters. What you do matters, matters, matters. When we first met 4 years ago, the pandemic was raging, and our economy was reeling. 4 years later, our nation and our cities have emerged stronger than we were when we entered the crisis. I come here today for a couple reasons. First, my administration released a report summarizing the impact of our work together to invest in America. It all started with the American Rescue Plan, one of the most significant recovery packages in our history, to get us out of the immediate crisis of the pandemic and save thousands of lives. One of the most important decisions I made was to send money directly to you. Directly to you. I'm a local official. Governors are good guys and women, but when you send it to state legislators, they divide it up before it gets to you. It goes directly to you when I do it. So you control the outcome. Then we passed the Invest in America Act. That's launching a new era of American possibilities. One of the greatest modernizations of infrastructure in our history, we passed. New roads, bridges, clean water, affordable high-speed internet for every American. Now, each of you, because there's so many examples of the projects in your community, there's thousands of them. We also made the biggest investment in fighting climate change ever in the history of the world, not just America, because of you. And I think one thing we've all changed together, when I use the word hear climate, I think jobs. I think jobs when I hear climate. We're creating hundreds of thousands of good-paying, clean energy jobs. We've proven you don't have to choose between protecting the environment and growing the economy. You're doing both. We have to keep pushing forward, push forward faster. There's no time to waste. I'm with you and your governors to make the devastating hurricanes and floods and tornadoes and wildfires, like the catastrophic fires and wildfires in California. Together, We pushed Congress for extra disaster relief funding to rebuild homes and businesses across the Carolinas, to cover the full cost of replacing the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, and so much more. At the same time, we worked to upgrade the power grids, plant millions of trees, build resilient communities to withstand extreme weather. Not only build, but to build back better than before. Build back better. We also made the most significant investment in science and innovation. American.
Hey there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM radio, WRCT.org on your web browser of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city of Pittsburgh. Starting February 27th, the Kelly Strayhorn Theater will be presenting multimedia artist Jamie Ng's latest visual art exhibition, Lifting Liberty, displayed at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater's lobby. Show runs from Thursday, February 27th until Saturday, May 31st. In the exhibition, Ng uses collages, photos, and text to meditate on the legacy of black cultural spaces in East Liberty. The Kelly Strayhorn Theater is located at 5941 Penn Avenue in East Liberty. You can visit their website at kelly-strayhorn, that's strayhorn.org, for more information about upcoming events. Liberty Magic will be presenting Whose Trick Is It Anyway? An improv comedy magic show by Dan Harmon, Eric Meredith, and Michael Misko. Imagine this, the best magicians in Pittsburgh, no script and a whole lot of laughs. From spontaneous card tricks to impromptu mentalism, anything can happen. Whose Trick Is It Anyway? Will be at Liberty Magic at 811 Liberty Avenue in downtown Pittsburgh. The show starts March 19th, but there are shows running at Liberty Magic right now. You can find more information at trustarts.org/magic. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's north side. Food and refreshments are available. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Moving on to other live music happening in our city tonight. Throck Trio will be playing at Con Alma. When does that start? 7 o'clock. Father John Misty is at Stage A, along with Destroyer. Sub Radio is at Thunderbird, along with Double Camp. The Local Honeys will be at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, along with Jesse Milnes. And the Microtonal Music Festival is happening at Belfield Hall. 31 Tone Composition and Improvisation Festival. Should be exciting. On Thursday, Luke Gallagher will be at the Mansions on Fifth Oak Room Pub. Passing Bell will be at Remedy along with Spitbite, Mold Farmer, and Atlas Decay. Government Center is hosting Tough Pill number 43, featuring Jasmine Kendall, Your Elephant's Cousin, Patrick Briner, Chad Taylor, and Eli Name. Killswitch will be at Spirit Hall along with Sampra and Camp Blue. Odno Okno is at Spirit Lodge along with Gina Gori and Velvet Overkill. Say right now, I have no idea whether I'm pronouncing everybody's name correctly, so just getting that out there. On Friday, Spitbite will be at the Green Beacon Gallery along with Aggressica, So Twisted, and Visions Within. Sunny Hill is hosting Joy Street. Government Center is hosting No One and the Somebodies along with Tomato Jake, Fidelity, Laurel, and Larval State. Justin Fabus will be at the Pittsburgh Winery along with Mary Ars. Spirit Hall is hosting a firefighter benefit featuring Bruno Browning, Lolum Knows, Brian Callahan, Rave Mustaine, Sinner Sate, and Blue Fangled. Spirit Lodge will be hosting the Jack Swing album release show. They're playing along with Melt Natural Rat and DJ Dini Daddy. The Warped Band will be at Thunderbird. Glitterbox is hosting Refugee 3, a Pisces party. See, on Saturday, Strong Boys are playing at the Rock Room along with Positive Thinking, EKGs, and By the Deed. Tony from Bowling is playing at Gorilla Box, having a tape release show. And they're playing along with Rex Tycoon, Astronomy Now, and Mitchy Tapes. Well, Mitchy Tapes is doing visuals, so they might be busy all night long. Hedonism Bots are having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's. They're playing along with Dumplings. The Cause is at Pittsburgh Winery. Stephen Wilson Jr. will be at Thunderbird. Dresser is at the Bottle Rocket Social Hall along with Good Soup, Boy Scouts, and Judge Russo. Oh, wait, that's Sunday. I'm jumping the gun. Also on Sunday, Sister Wife Sex Strike is at the Roboto Project along with Doom Scroll and Frog Legs. Writhing Squares will be playing at the Government Center along with Astrology Now and Crush Curl. Bantha T is hosting an evening of experimental music with Gleb Kanasevich, Tender B. Cryan, Mirror Trio, and Nick Fagnelli. See earlier disclaimer about mispronouncing everything. On Monday, Gloomer will be playing at the Bottle Rocket along with Cigarettes for Breakfast and Threaded. Make Them Suffer will be at Preserving Underground on Tuesday. They're playing along with Like Moths to Flames, Aviana, and Wind Waker. Jesse Wells will be at Thunderbird, and I think we'll wrap it up there. If you, your band, your artistic event, your social engagement, if you would like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send those. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that right now millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. If you're wondering what you are listening to, you can go to our website, wrct.org. check for yourself, but I can tell you right now that this sun
WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. Thank you. nuclear holocaust. It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage. Brad Savage.
Here, I've got some records to share. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades, global appreciation of music, history, community, the sounds of the past come to life. CruisinTheDecades.com. This is episode number 140. And on today's program, 1960s counterculture and anti-war demonstrations, plus the Gap Band gets funky circa 1980. An old Irish folk tune that dates back to the 17th century, done by a metal band, and a popular early R&B tune in the 1950s, taking its title from a catchphrase from a New Orleans radio DJ. This is Cruisin' the Decades, and we'll begin in the 1910s with a selection by the Heidelberg Quintet. Now, on this show in the past, I've featured the American Quartet, featuring Billy Murray, who was one of the biggest singers of the teens and 20s. Well, in certain instances, from 1912 to 1914, they added another singer, Will Oakland, and became the Heidelberg Quintet. It is said that the Heidelberg Quintet and the American Quartet really paved the way for barbershop singing. You know, the barbershop groups, the quartets and quintets of vocal harmonies 30, 40, 50 years later. This is the Heidelberg Quintet. It's called On a Beautiful Night with a Beautiful Girl. It's from 1912. I'm Cruisin' the Decades.
Rippling stream, king and queen, dream long dream. Don't intrude, it would be mean.
Happy only by men lonely.
Pouting lips, a question press. Love me, dear, answer yes.
Then at rest on memory's chest. Were you ever
beautiful night?